So the parsha begins, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. Vaydaber says, Ramelech Kol Yisrael, and says these words to Kol Yisrael. And he says that I'm 120 years old today, and I can't lead you anymore. The Rebbe Shimon is going to lead you through Yeshuv Nun. So all the first thing is, what's Vayelech Moshe? Moshe went. Where'd he go? He's standing right there. So says the Racham Kodesh like this. Near the farsha, Peter frames us. He explained based on the Zohar. Sha'amru, the Zohar says that by tzaddikim, before their histalkus, they're able to sense it because nishmas adam leleches minu, because their neshama goes before it leaves, somehow it two places at one time. It somehow goes to where its place of the mokum elyon, where its menuchah is going to be, to repair itself, to prepare the place, even though the person is still alive. The Zohar says this happens already 40 days before, but befrat the day of the histalkus. And there's ma'asim like this. He quotes from the Zohar Kodesh, Rav Shimon Reichai was able to see at a person that they're going to pass away within 40 days because he was able to tell that part of their neshama has already went to the Olam HaEmes. So he says that's pshat. V'kan Omer, that's what's going on over here. V'yelech Moshe. Who's the Moshe over here? Not the Moshe in the Guf. It means the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu that already was nostalgic, that already went to his place of menucha. That's why even though it should be Lashon Nekeva, because Nisham is Lashon Nekeva, V'yelech is Lashon Zohar, he says, because to show the greatness of Moshe, that even part of him, even those parts which would usually be associated with Nekeva, which is weak, by Moshe Rabbeinu was strong. V'yelech Moshe, Moshe goes, you know, is that part of him already is nostalgic. He picks up on that within himself. And Mimele, he says to Klal Yisrael, oh, I'm 120 years old today, and the Rebbeinu Shem is gonna continue taking on with that. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, the day of his nostalgus, is conscious in the world of the fact that he's nostalgic means that even after his nostalgus, the difference between this world and the next world by Moshe Rabbeinu is not that much. So even after this style, because Moshe Rabbeinu is still, Chazal say, is still Amir Meshamish Lomali, he still continues to lead us through his Tamidim and Tamidim Adiyam Azim. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, Lichtige, Rashavis, Lichtige Shabbos, Shana Tov Masukah.
Amen. It goes with what he said.